attention. Welcome to the fun show. All seven. And the first one on our agenda tonight is Joel McCormick. He's going to read from Ecclesiastes. Give him a hand.
Good afternoon. Good evening, I should say. Oh, this will be all right. Thank you. How's everybody tonight? So animated. All right. Good. I see we have the Cowboys on this side, the Panama citizens on this side. Well, it's my understanding that there's a Jewish tradition that decrees that the book of Ecclesiastes is read during the Feast of Tabernacles, so I thought I'd carry on that tradition a little and do a reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. So, this is chapter 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And I'd like to conclude by the last couple verses in the book, which you probably know already. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
Very good. True, too. Next, we're going to have Fran Kessler. She's going to do a five-song medley and please wait to clap for the fifth song. Thank you. Thank you. you, Fran. Next, we're going to have Sarah Miller, and we're going to have Grace Kessler, and they're going to sing the Ten Commandments. Big hand for them. Come on up, big hand for dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will testify because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will deliver.
I will be with him in trouble.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life shall I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Shoot
him. Very good. It's hard to do science. Next we're going to have Jennifer Herrera. She is doing a fashion show, and her and Chantel put it together. And Fran Kessler and Jennifer Shields will be the model. Caitlin and Jacob, how many can I bring? Come on up.
It's a headband. Okay. Well, first, I'd just like to start by glorifying God for all things. He is good. Introduce Caitlin wearing her nice little evening gown. I don't have any music to accompany me, so if anybody's got any nice songs you want to sing, go ahead. Nope, walk across the stage. This way. This dress was actually inspired by Chantel. We were trying to make a skirt to fit her, and, well, my teaching skills weren't the best, and it came out a little too small. So now we have a nice evening gown for Caitlin Arroyo, sporting her little shawl and headband, and Brianna, too. This is from our sewing class that we're having. God's willing, maybe again next year we'll do a little better. Next we have beautiful Jennifer Shields, is that right? And Fran Kessler sporting my nice new headband. Lovely in their pink. And of course Abigail Arroyo and our nice hippie boots. So peace be with y'all. God bless you.
Very good. Talented people we really have. Next we're going to have Jessica, Hager, and McCormick, and one wild Indian. Country folk, come on up.
South Dakota cowboys and cowgirls. We're from the South Dakota land. In our skit, we brought our hats. We also brought our handkerchiefs for when it's dusty. We also brought our cowboy boots. And we may do a step or two. But if the truth be told, the story will be told by our friend Joel.
Thank you, thank you. Their story goes like this. There once was a farmer named Frank. He had an old Ford tractor. He had the hand crank. He milked the cows. He farmed the land. He filled his farmer's boots with sand. Frank took a wife named Diane. Together they had two children to till the land.
Oh no! Thank you, man.
She follows him from town to town to spread the gospel all around. She plays her tambourine in every song they sing. She follows him in everything. Now their son Jeff is a born farmer man. He works and works as hard as he can. He milks the neighbor's cows to pay the rent. But he never seems to have one red cent.
Pardon my partner, I haven't won this
year. Jeff also took a wife named Pat. He strums a guitar and a cowgirl hat. And she's going to play her cowgirl guitar right now.
That is
one wild Indian.
One wild Indian.
also loves the farm. She raises her chicks true to form. She plants her garden and hoes the weeds every morning. And that is one wild Indian. Now, let's get back to our story. Now, Pat's grandma and grandpa went to meet her pa and mother-in-law one warm spring day. They liked the farm and decided to stay. They also planted a garden and straight long rows and watched their chickens as they grow. Where's that Indian? There he is, there he is. Oh. Did you hear that Indian? Alright. Now Frank has a granddaughter, Odessa is her name. She plays a guitar like a mom. She sings, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now I wonder what you are." And where's that wild Indian? Thank you, Odessa. Remember at the wedding of Jeff and Pat? Frank asked God to bless the vine as they toasted with the wine. And now he says, there's going to be a new baby. And that's just fine. I'm still worried about that wild Indian. Where is he? There he is. Oh, no. Now there is a family friend, but Joe's the family at church. His name is Jim. Jim McCormick, that is. He says he loves his family and they love him. He plays his harmonica in church and taps his feet in tune to the beat. The scriptures on the Sabbath day, and Jim says with the family, I'd like to say, to end this story, now Frank and his family and this whole bunch appreciate your attention so very much. They'd like to sing for you, they'd like you to sing along, and that, friends, is one wild Indian. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh,
morning. Yeah. Very good. You never know what to expect from that bunch. Next, we're going to have Caleb Hessler. He's going to sing "What a Wonderful World." Hi. Where is it? Okay. Trees are green, red in his tail, I see them blue for trees are green, red in his tail, I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. She skies are blue, the clouds are gray, the breath of the stars, and the stars say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The color of the windows are pretty stars, the colorful faces of people going by. I see them shaking hands, and what do you do? You're so I love you. I hear baby skies, so off you go. You're wearing the floors and I'll ever move. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, what a wonderful world.
Thank you. Good.
Next, we're going to have Caleb Foster, and he's going to do shofar on his trumpet. Big hand for it. He pulled one over on me. I thought he was going to play a trumpet. Right? Okay. Next we're going to have James Faulkner going to sing CP First. Big hands for James.
Figured I'd sign up because I didn't want to model bandanas or nothing, so.
Thank you.
and has a beautiful voice. Next, we're going to have Breonna Shields and her daddy, and they're going to sing Good Direction. A hand for Breonna and Jason Shields.
I was sitting
in the bathroom on a flatbed truck, crunching on a program. She pulled up half of the instant, and this is where it next comes from. She had a road written on a license plate. She was lost and lost before the interstate. Mean direction. I was made for a job. I knew that I was going to look at it, but I was going to service the motor coaster. You gotta stop there, mister. The sound of her sweet feet. Well, I take it to the other side, burning rock. I bring you right back to you and me. Well,
I was sitting there thinking about
a 40 face, just to myself, and catching your name. I feel my eyes have got you
for. Better than
you. I am in my first court when who's in. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her just appear to the cloud of dust.
Number 7, my sister, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Thank you, Shirley. That's a hard act to follow, Phil Miller. Phil Miller's going to say, Phil Miller. Up here, big hand for Phil.
Happy birthday to me.
I'm done.
Well, if I'm a pig.
Happy birthday again. Next, we're going to have Tim Perkins. He's going to sing a song. Big hand for him. Rejoice, and in thanksgiving let's come before Him.
him the songs of praise, let us adore him. But to the great almighty God we sing, above all the gods he is a great king. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, I pray. Your fathers tried me so, when they put me to the test. So in my wrath I swore, they shall never enter my rest. Our God made the sea and from the dry land, of the mountains and valleys he holds in his hand. Come, let us worship and let us bow down before our God, let's bow to the ground. For he is our God and we are his sheep. If we hear his voice, he will us keep. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, I pray. Your fathers tried me so, when they put me to the test. So in my wrath I swore, they shall never enter my rest. Beware lest ye have an unbelieving heart, take care lest your faith in the living God depart. Exhort one another every day, to keep all God's laws and never stray. Remain a steadfast partaker of Christ, remember God's holy sacrifice. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, I pray. Your fathers tried me so, when they put me to the test. So in my wrath I swore, they shall never enter my rest. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, I pray. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, I pray.
Good, thank you. Next we're going to have Bill Faulkner, and he's going to do, I guess, a ditty or an impersonation, a pitiful impersonation of Wendy Bradwell. Bradwell, come on.
Hello everybody. Before I get started, I want to tell you what happened to my you know, he was going to come to the feast with us this year, but he called us last minute and said he couldn't make it. And I wondered why, and we heard that he had a bomb scare. So I called to see what was wrong, and really what happened, he got bombed and was afraid to go home. So that's why Uncle Eglo isn't here today. But really, I know y'all don't know this, but back in our younger days, my wife and I used to do a little picking and singing in gospel music. And we got pretty good, and we were invited to a number of local churches to show off our talent. And one day we were invited to a little country church way up in the mountains of Kentucky. And we decided we'd go, and so we got up early that Sunday morning and got our equipment all in the car, and we started a little early because my wife says I got lost everywhere I went because I wouldn't stop and ask directions. But that isn't completely true. I remember once I was on my way to Louisville, and I got on a side road and I got lost. And there's this old elderly guy out in the yard mowing his lawn, so I stopped and I asked directions. I said, could you tell me how you get to Louisville? And he said, well, most of the time my son takes me. And I didn't learn a thing from that. So anyhow, we drove around these country crooked mountain roads, And finally we turned off on a little dirt road that went off to the right, and it went up and down the hills and around the hills, down through a creek in the valley. And about 100 yards on the north at this little country church, it was a log cabin, and we pulled into the front door, and we decided we'd go in and see what the situation was, so to set up our equipment so that they could hear us. And we went in, and lo and behold, they didn't have any electricity. And we didn't know what to do. I mean, all our equipment was electric. So we did have one banjo, and we had sang with a banjo before, so we just figured we'd carry on and leave our equipment in the car and take that one banjo in, and we'd go ahead and sing and entertain people. Well, we got a banjo and went in and sat down on the front pew, and the people weren't there yet. It was about 30 minutes early, and as we sat down, the people started coming in. And I want you to know that everybody coming to that church, they come up to us, they introduce themselves and greet us, and I'm telling you, those are the most friendly people I ever seen in my life. But we were about 30 minutes early, and people keep coming in. The time of service started, that church was packed. I mean, I don't think there was an empty seat in the house. And the preacher got up, and he made a few announcements, and then he introduced my wife and I, and we went up on stage, and the first thing we decided to do was a duet. And so we started singing, and about halfway through, those people started shouting and running around the church. I mean, that house was full of the Spirit. I mean, those people really had it. Anyhow, we finished that tune, and my wife sat down, and I was there by myself singing one of my favorite tunes, and about halfway through the song, I noticed three women and two men got up off the front row, and they walked up on the stage and ran the back of us and went in a side room that's off the side. Well, I noticed it, but I didn't think anything about it, and I just continued singing. About the time I was through with my song, these three women and these two men came out of that back room, and they was carrying five of the biggest rattlesnakes I ever seen in my life. I like to die. I mean, I'm scared of rattlesnakes. My wife's afraid of potato bugs. But I forgot all about her. Only thing I could think about was how to get out of there. Now, this one woman took this snake, and it wrapped around her arm, and she held its head about the size of your fist, put it right up to her face, and she shouted in that snake's ears. If a rattlesnake has ears, I tell you, I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what key it was in. I forgot what I was singing. I forgot everything. And then somebody threw one of those snakes down on the floor. And me threw that snake, it missed my leg about that far. I done a little shout and say it. And they thought I was in the Spirit, and they threw me one of them snakes. I didn't know what to do. I finally remembered, hey, my wife, she's got to be in bad shape by now. And I looked over, and she was the color of cotton. And she says, what are we going to do? I said, just take it easy. Just take it easy. Just don't panic. But look around and see where the back door is. She said, I already did, and I ain't none. I tell you, the preacher finally saw that we wasn't really the right color. He realized we might have been a little scared, and so he asked the people to get the snakes together and take them back to the back room, and they did. And we went and sat down, and he had a very short sermon, thank goodness, that morning. And when the service was all over, we were leaving and mingling with the people. And we got back to the preacher, and he said, I hope I haven't offended you people this morning with the way we conducted our service. I said, no, sir. I can't knock you. I tell you, you got a lot more faith than I have. And I seen those things. There's no way in the world I could pick one of them up. This little old lady tapped me on the shoulder. She said, Daniel, you need to tell me if the Lord told you to pick up one of those snakes, you wouldn't do it.
I says, no, ma'am. If the Lord told me to pick up one of them Southerns, I surely would. But he didn't. And
he's got a good gift to gab. Next, we're going to have two songs from Armando. Come on up.
I would like to introduce you to my family, Kaylin running away, Justice, Abigail, and the wife, Jennifer. I know. I know, I saw that too, okay? You know, I saw them being born, and yes, they look a little bit different, but it's still mine. And I'm going to try to sing you guys a song in Spanish, so if you can follow along, you're welcome.
This is to Senor Terry. You cannot hear me. I just said to Senor Terry in Espanol. Why are you? You want to stay up here with me?
You guys know Spanish. Eric? You do? Oh, this is going to be fun, guys. Yeah, I'm going to ask questions when I'm finished. All right. The spirit must have came down on you. That's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. Alright. Well, let's hear about the next one. Alright, that's my time now. Alright. This song here, I just happened to hear it on some radio station, and I liked it, and so I kind of just
rewrote in my own one, so I'm just going to give it my best on it. Have a backwards. I'm going to sing it backwards now.
Spanish, but I like Spanish music. Next we're going to have Emily. She's going to come up and play the harmonica. Big hand for Emily.
Play your harmonica. You put that over your nose, right? Okay, well then just play your harmonica.
Here,
I'll hold this. You just play your harmonica. Play the harmonica. Okay. Now she's the amazing Emily is going to do a magic trick. She can make her fingers disappear and appear on which hand is it? This hand? Okay. Now hold them up so you don't have any fingers. Now do your trick. Watch. Watch carefully. There's still no fingers. Now shake them and make your fingers zip. Aha! Now make them disappear. And I'll make them disappear. Four. Now hold all of them up and make them disappear. Shake them and make them disappear. Ah, okay.
Thank you, Emily. Next, we're going to have Jason Shields, the voice of truth. Come up, Jason.
Baby, I would do to us the kind of things it takes to come out of this building. Onto the crushing waves, to step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hands. But the words are calling out my name in the life of me. Reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The ways that keep on telling me time and time again, oh, you never will, you never will. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Know what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant. I'm just a slave on a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you never will, you never will. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says you're not being afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, well, I choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. The story is just the right size, it brought the giant to the ground. And the words that don't seem so high, from on top of them looking down. And we were so the bruised of eagles, and when I stopped and listened to the sound of Jesus singing over me. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, well, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Next, we're going to have Ron Hatter, and he's going to do, I have to think of what it is. Let me say it first. Honor and Cure. Okay.